I want you to keep that in your mind, because I'm coming back to the what inexhaustible riches of Christ. He wanted to preach. He said, I was called to preach to the non-Jewish people. What? This inexhaustible riches of Christ, which are beyond what? Comprehension. Verse 9, and I'm telling you, it is mine's too. He said, my passion is to enlighten every person to this divine mystery. It was hidden from ages past until now. It was hidden. This mystery we're talking about tonight, it was hidden. But 2,000 years ago, it was unveiled. It was revealed. From ages what? Past until now. And kept a secret in the heart of God. The creator of all. The creator what? Of all. Now, he created everything. Now, how is it that I'm going to walk with God, obey God, and do what he tells me to do, and he let me fail? He cannot keep me, but he created everything. And then he said, everything is held together by the word of his power. He upholds all by the word of his power. Then he gonna fail me? Come on now. Verse 10, this is what Satan, if he had known this, he would never crucify the Lord of glory. Now watch this. The purpose of this was to unveil before every what? Throne and rank of angelic order in the heavenly realms. Where? In the heavenly realms, God's full and diverse wisdom. One translation says his many side wisdom. Diverse wisdom. God's diverse wisdom revealed through the church. See, we are the one to reveal to Satan and all the principalities and powers. You ain't ruling us. You ain't in charge on this earth. You're not gonna keep me poor. You're the one gonna get cast out. Not me. You're the one going to get kicked in the hiney part. You're the one that's going to be thrown down. You're the one that's going to flee. We reign, hallelujah. How do we reign? We reign as kings in life. We're not here begging and bombing and barely getting along, scraping, trying to get by. No, we reign as kings in life. In every area of our life, stop letting the devil rob you of your relationship, your fellowship, your communion with God, your fellowship with one another, your time of worship and spending time with him in the throne room. Stop letting the devil rob you. He got something to tell you, something to reveal to you, to show to you for today. He don't tell you for something today for you to live next week. He wants you to learn how to live today in victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Free of care. Free of fret. Free of stress. Free. He want to show you that the devil can't rule me. What did Paul said in Philippians? Let this mind be in you, which were also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. And you need to let that mind be in you. He didn't think it was robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself. He didn't go around trying to make a reputation. He just humbled himself before God and said, what you want me to do, Father? Whew. Do you think God going to disrespect you? You think God going to deny you? Do you think God going to keep from you when he gave you everything he had? I'm going to say it again. Do you think he'll withhold the blessing that he gave, the blessing that he has, when he gave you everything, gave you the very best? He couldn't find nothing any better. He gave you the best that could be given so you could be with him, and then he's going to withhold from you? That don't even make sense. No, the show don't make faith. Freely he will give it to you. Stop letting the devil in your flesh talk you out of your blessing. Stop letting him rob you of your sleep at night. Go to bed and sleep like you don't have a care, because you don't. Whew. Satan didn't want this to get out. That's what he's doing now. So don't fall prey to him. Be faithful. Be diligent. Do what you got to do. Yes, you have to press your way sometimes. Yes, some obstacles going to come get in your pathway or come against you. But don't you back down just because you had some kind of opposition. Come out of that place shouting. Shouting the victory. Hey, I got a testimony. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Woo. My. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Woo. Verse 11. I don't know how far I'm going to get. I thought I'd been all the way through this one. But I got to obey. Verse 11 said, this perfectly wise plan, I want you to listen. This perfect, what is it? This perfectly wise plan was what? Destined from eternal ages. And what? Fulfilled completely. That's what I want you to get. Fulfilled completely. If it were fulfilled completely, what is left? What is left? This perfectly wise plan from where? Eternity. This plan was destined from eternity, eternal ages, while fulfilled completely in our Lord Jesus Christ. Where was it fulfilled? I'm going to skip right there and go to, and I'll come back. It won't hurt to read this 2 or 3 times, 5 or 6 times. This perfectly wise plan from eternal ages was fulfilled completely in our Lord Jesus Christ.